Thanks for downloading another episode of the Lions Roar podcast. My name's David Kendra, and this week we've got highlights from the Maidstone and Farsley Celtic games this week, plus interviews with Michael Rankin and Adam Lockwood, plus a little preview of the Nuneaton Town game this coming Saturday in the FA Trophy. But we'll crack on. Highlights now from Nethermoor from last Saturday as Guiseley took on Maidstone United in the Vanarama National League. Commentary here from Chris Bell and Nick Keefe.
There's Maidstone coming down the left-hand side, looking to deliver the ball up towards back post, and Kevin Locko with a free header, forcing a good save from Johnny Maxted. He really should have scored, though. But Kevin Locko there should have opened the scoring for Maidstone, without a doubt, surely. Or is it just me?
Oh, well, he should have buried it. I mean, it's a brilliant point-blank save from Johnny Maxted.
So a good chance for Guiseley. They've got plenty forward. But Walton does deliver free kick, and it's met by the head of Rankin and headed again by Elliot Green. It's still not bundled over the line, though, as it comes back to Green on his left-hand side. He can't get the ball back to Rankin. He can in the end, and a penalty's given. That's absolutely an insane spell of play.
Well, that's chaos. I couldn't work out why they'd stopped playing on the edge of the box. It had just broken loose. Michael Rankin had just let it run to a player to have a shot from the edge of the D, and couldn't work out why no one was taking it, and they'd given a penalty 10 yards to the side.
I was trying to keep track of the ball, to be honest, in that situation. That's why I was a little bit astounded when the penalty was given, because for me, something must have happened after the ball had gone. But a penalty it is for Guiseley. 31 minutes gone.
And no confusion over who's taking it. It's the captain, Simon Walton.
To give Guiseley, frankly, what would be an unlikely lead in this game. Simon Walton from the spot. It's just squeezed in. You've got to feel sorry for Lee Worgan. He went the right way, got something on it, but it's just squirmed through him and into the back of the Maidstone goal. Guiseley leading by a goal to nil. Connor Brown sends it down the line, looking to find the head of Michael Rankin, but he was being closely marked by Reece Prestige, but it comes to Rankin anyway. And he does well with some good footwork to get around the man making his debut and pulls the ball across, and surely it's blocked, though. The effort from Jake Cassidy. It was very well blocked, and now the ball comes across for Preston. Preston with an early shot, he clips the outside of the post.
Lovely passage of play that by Guiseley as the ball broke on the edge of the box, turned back in into the middle of the pitch for Preston, who let the ball run across him, swiveled, shot with his first touch across the goal towards the far post, slightly off of centre. But as you say, it clipped the post and just wide, agonising.
To the byline, gets on the end of a good ball, pulls ball back, the effort comes in, it's a good save from Morgan. Follow-up shot from Veselovsky. Now Hatfield, can Hatfield draw it towards goal, up towards back post, Rankin, saved by Lee Morgan. That was a really glorious opportunity, but to be fair, Michael Rankin couldn't do much else with the header.
Three really good chances in that move, the final one of which, after Hatfield's first shot had been charged down, the final one where the ball came back to Hatfield, he put in a perfect cross onto the head of Rankin. He had to just put it anywhere other than where Worgan was standing, and unfortunately, where Worgan was standing was where he chose.
By a very tricky play. We'll come back to that in a second. There was Maidstone getting to the box, and the referee awards Maidstone a penalty.
And as I speak of that, Chris, they've got what looks like a pretty soft penalty to us, as we got what looked like a pretty soft penalty as well in that first half. Yeah. So if you want your referees to be consistent, then you have to take the rough with the smooth. Guiseley incredulous that they've conceded this.
Well, I think it was Delano Samyuk who looked to be the man who went down. Presumably he was dragged to the ground, or it would be something along those lines. And it's going to be a penalty for Maidstone. 61 minutes. Can Johnny Maxted keep Guiseley ahead in this game in the Guiseley goal? Taker steps up and puts it beyond Johnny Maxted. And it seemed to go through him. and Mason a level in this game. They've pulled it back to one apiece, and it's the man who's just come on, the number 16, I believe, Bobby Joe Taylor, making things difficult, and the ball is hoisted up and out of play by Elliot Green. In fact, the referee says the ball never went out of play, and Jake Cassidy has moved forward here. He finds Rankin to the left-hand side of the 18-yard box, gets the byline, can't pull it across. He can eventually, comes as far as... Oh, it's a great save. Morgan to deny James Veselovsky, and a shot from distance goes over the top. But James Veselovsky, it looks certain he was going to score, and Lee Morgan has pulled out a terrific save. Williams swings the ball into the box where Rankin can try and bring it down his chest. Hatfield drills it first time. The ball ricochets between two. It comes to Rankin! Michael Rankin scores for Guiseley. The initial shot was blocked. It came back to Michael Rankin, who just hits it first time underneath the goalkeeper. And Guiseley have retaken the lead in this game with just over 10 minutes to go. Guiseley 2, Mason United 1.
How important will that goal be in Guiseley's season in this battle against relegation? Could that be a goal that brings two extra points to Nethermore today?
Does well, turns, brings the ball down to Logan. Logan delivers a decent ball, which is met by the head of Cassidy. And it certainly needed tipping over by Lee Morgan. Cassidy was completely unmarked. In fact, the referee, did that click the crossbar?
Apparently so.
I could have sworn the goalkeeper tipped that over, but apparently it hit the crossbar.
That's a shame, because I thought that was fantastic improvisation by Cassidy. It was a tricky ball coming slightly from deep from Logan, put into the right area, but he needed to do an awful lot from coming from behind him to swivel and head it on goal all in the one motion. And it looked like it was just dropping under the crossbar, and Morgan had to turn it over.
He turned it over.
Yeah, it didn't even look close to the crossbar to me, but yeah.
Now Maidstone looking to come forward to the arm. Sam York is free in space. A wonderful sliding tackle again from Marcus Williams. The ball goes behind for a corner, but again, outstanding work from Williams.
Well, he's in danger of being man of the match if we win this.
Perhaps he shouldn't have had to have been forced into that situation, but great defending all the same. The keeper is up. The corner comes in, and Walken goes up for it. The ball is cleared away. There's not enough players forward, though, to make this count as Maidstone drop the ball in again. The keeper is still up. Morgan challenging in the air. The ball just being kicked up into the air. No distances yet. Now Hatfield with a chance. And Joe Logan, can he troll? It's going to take some touch. Logan just brings it down. He's got three yellow shirts around him. He was bound to be just caught out by the numbers there. Now Mason get the ball back down the other end. Oh, can they make this count? We certainly hope they can't. The cross comes in by Mason. Headed up into the air, sent towards goal. Delano Sam York turns, it's blocked by Connor Brown in the right place at the right time. We are over the 4 minutes of allotted time. Mason now delivers the cross up towards the near post and behind, and the referee gives the goal kick, and that should be that. And there will be one almighty cheer, who Max said was going to send this downfield, and this should be it. And it is, and it's a massive 3 points in Guiseley's quest to avoid relegation. The Mason captain, Lee Walken, completely flat on his back. But Guiseley have got all 3 points in this game.
Well, that is a win of real character for Guiseley. There are going to be no easy 3-point victories between now and the end of this season if we're to avoid relegation. But this was a game where Guiseley were under the cosh for lots of the first half. They went in ahead, they were pegged back, and they still managed to come back into this game, get their noses ahead and see it out to the end of the game. Yes, they rode their luck. Yes, they had to be a little bit lucky in defence at certain times, but also so did Maidstone. There were plenty of opportunities for Guiseley to get a third or a fourth in this game. So it is a shootout. It is a roll of the dice. Sometimes you take your chances, sometimes you don't. Today, Guiseley dug incredibly deeply. They did not get put down by the equaliser and being pegged back to 1-1, but they came through and saw it out. I don't know whether those extra 2 points will be crucial by the end of the season, but how can you not take confidence from that as you go into the next league game?
Joined now by Adam Lockwood after the fine 2-1 win against Maidstone United. Adam, confession first. We were in the press box saying that we thought that possibly Michael Rankin could have been replaced with Ollie Johnson the last sort of 10 minutes, and well, he's gone and completely thrown that back down our throats, as have you, with a great winning goal, a fantastic strike to win the game.
Yeah, and I've said before, you know, Ranks, he's been earlier on, in, you know, when I first took over, he wasn't involved, and fair play to him, he's been absolutely outstanding this last, you know, since he's got back in the team, and his presence around the guys, very positive, and that's where I wanted him to get to, and he's certainly there. And I always say, you keep doing things the right way, do things, and it might take you months, or it might take you, but you know, he's come up trumps for us.
And after the performances against Lincoln, where we've done so well, we perhaps looked at this as a game where, you know, this was a 3 points we should be getting, but they proved themselves to be a very strong side. We had to really scrap and battle, didn't we? And particularly in that last 5 minutes when they threw everything to get back on terms.
Definitely, yeah. They came in, and they came obviously with a game plan, and they did well against us, to be fair. Made us think, and to be honest, made us look average. I'm not a really happy chappy, to be fair. We've won the game, but it's well below our standards and our, you know, how we are as a group. Everybody knows in there, they're actually a bit disappointed. But on the flip side, it were a massive 3 points for us today. There were some fantastic individual performances, outstanding. But you don't win anything, or you don't achieve anything as individuals. You know, it helps. The more individual performances you get that are good, it helps. But as a team, as units, we were very, very poor today.
One of my next questions really was around Marcus Williams, who had what we thought was an excellent game today. A couple of really important challenges defensively. He had a hard start here at Guy's, and has come on enormously in recent weeks.
Yeah, again. Yeah, he's been absolutely outstanding, fantastic, fantastic attitude, fantastic presence. You know, he's got a lot of experience, been there, seen it, done it at different levels, and he's stepped up to the mark. And you know, that's where, you know, me and Marcus, you can ask Marcus. You know, he were out of the team for a long time, but one thing's for sure, he's come back into it with a bang. His attitude is outstanding, does the right things at the right times, that's on and off the pitch, and that's what we're about. There's a group in there, and to be fair, they're all disappointed with each other, and there are some harsh words in there. You know, I personally think that's a good thing. When things need to be said, they get said, but as long as they're said in the right way and things are done in the right way, that, you know, that's where we want to be as a group, and we've set standards, and we're trying to constantly improve them. I think from within they'll drive from within, and we've got to a point where people are stepping up to the mark, so that pleases me.
Tom Feeney with Michael Rankin after Guiseley gain victory over Maidstone United. Michael, just first of all, how good did it feel to get that goal?
It feels good to get any goal, really. It's an important win. They're right next to us, so we know we knew we needed to come out and all guns blazing. But we've played better. But what's most important, we've come away with 3 points, and you know, we're one step closer to getting out of it.
And I suppose that's a decent trait, isn't it? When you maybe not performing at your best to end up getting the 3 points.
Yeah, for me, to be honest, if we played like that every game till the end of the season, but we won, then I'm not too concerned, but obviously we want to play better than that. We want to kill games off earlier than that as well. So it's you know, a good 3 points, and you know, we'll keep going in the right direction.
Talking about going in the right direction, we're just slowly starting to climb the table now. We're in that last relegation spot, so the end is in sight for us to get out of there.
Yeah, we've just got to keep doing what we're doing. End of the day, we've got a job to do, and we're doing that job at the moment. By any means necessary. So we've got to keep going and plugging on and going in the direction and right direction, and you know, hopefully by the end of the season we'll be well clear of it.
And looking at the form of the side, I mean, how important is the home support, because it's now 8 games unbeaten in the National League at Nevermore?
yeah, at the end of the day, you know, we've got to keep on going. Home support's great, but you know, away support's just as good. So we need to. Everyone needs to stay positive around us, and we need to stay positive. And you know, whatever happens. But you know, we're trying our hardest in the changing room to keep going in the right direction.
And looking at the next match in the FA Trophy, how good would it be to have a bit of a cup run as well?
Yeah, for me personally, yeah, any run's good, you know, cup, you know, league. But what's most important for me personally is that we stay in this league and we keep doing well in the league. Obviously, it'd be great to have a good cup run, but if that distracts us from what we're doing in the league's more important to me. So, but obviously, we'll continue to do what we're doing. Every game's as important as it is, but you know, my main priority is to stay in this league.
Tom Feeney with Jake Cassidy after Guiseley gained the 2-1 victory. Jake, just how important could that 3 points be at the end of the season?
Yeah, it was massive. Obviously, we've been playing well last 4 or 5 weeks, and Lincoln was a massive down on it, and we thought we battered them, and to come here today and not play as well as we'd have liked and win was something good.
Looking at the goal, the final one by Michael Rankin, obviously playing with him up front, it's a not bad finish, is it?
No, he's deserved that. He's worked tireless for the last few weeks, and he's just got his rewards today, and it's good to see.
And looking at yourself personally, signing a contract until the end of the season, just how easy a decision was that?
Yeah, it was obviously settled here and playing football, enjoying it, and there was options elsewhere, but like I said, it was an easy decision to stay and keep playing.
Do you feel something's been built here? Because it's now 8 games unbeaten at home in the National League.
Yeah, definitely. It's like you can see, we're playing well, we're beating teams and we're going on little runs here and there and we're picking up points, and that's all we can keep doing is worrying about ourselves and winning games, and hopefully we'll catch people above us.
And in a game where it was quite scrappy at times and Maidstone on another day could have got the victory, just how important is it that the side were able to push through and get it done?
Yeah, it was massive. Obviously, they come here with a good plan. They played well. They're a tough team to play against. And I think, obviously, you've seen at the end, they had a few, 3 or 4 chances, and luckily we rode the storm and we come up 3 points.
And we're slowly moving up the table. We're still in the relegation places, but we're now in that last position rather than being in the bottom.
All we can do is win our games, and we can't control anyone else as long as we keep winning and see where it takes us come the following weeks.
And finally, the FA Trophy now coming up. Would you say it's come at a bad time just because we've hit a bit of form in the National League?
Probably not. We take every game as important as one another, and if it's a trophy game, we'll go and try and win that and keep the run going and hopefully continue our league form and push on now.
And I know it's a week away from the league. It's a chance to progress in the FA Trophy next week. Is that help a hindrance to us having the cup competition? I presume we want to go as far as we can in the trophy this season.
Definitely. I've been there as a player, experienced it. It's great. Losing side and winning side. And, you know, it's great. It's great for clubs, you know, like us. It's our FA Cup, really, in a way. Obviously, financially, it's not the same. But, if you get to the final, it's the FA Cup, and no disrespect to us, but you know, we're not going to be competing for the FA Cup final. So this is, you know, the cup's a chance for us to progress and stay doing the right things. And for me, it's another game, another tough game away from home. So it was, you know, in the last round, Charlie, for me, were probably one of the biggest tests of our season. And I don't think people maybe realise that because of how, what they've done this year and what they're still doing. So we'll be going there, and it'll be a tough test for us, but we'll go there. Obviously, on the back of this, we've got a lot to improve this week and try and make us better. So we'll see how we do.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks to Colin and Tom there for those interviews. So on Tuesday night, the Lions travelled to Throstlenest in Farsley for the West Riding County Cup quarter-final match against Farsley Celtic. It was a very young side, 9 academy players plus Dan Atkinson in goal, and a rare start for Luke Porritt. Commentary here from Tom Feeney.
Well, only be a point away now from getting outside of the relegation places. Farsley on the ball now. It's Ryan Watson. He'll be looking to get a cross in. He does so. The ball gets stopped. It's Nightingale, and he looks like he'll be crowded out. Quite a few hands went up there, appealing for offside. The referee didn't give it, but Geisley are able to clear, and Christian Sodder just giving the ball away now. Farsley more than happy to maintain possession in this advanced area. Ball goes forward. It looked like it might be going out. The players stop for a second. There's a shot. Daniel Atkinson does well to save. It's gone to Nightingale, who has an effort. And it is 1-0. It's Lewis Nightingale with the goal. And the Geisley defence, just for a second, stopped. They thought maybe Wells there. It was interesting. And Geisley got a chance to break here now. Just getting past the area. It is Stephen Smith on the ball. He's got one or two options in the area. Gets the ball to Luke Porritt. Porritt does really well there. Nice bit of quick footwork to Smith. But the ball goes over. And Geisley might be able to do something. It's Priestley on the ball. He's got a chance here to have a shot. And he does. And he scores. It's a fantastic goal, that, by the youngster for Geisley. And Geisley are level in this game now. It's Farsley Celtic 1, Geisley 1. And a really good goal, that, for the Lions. Well, Chris Howarth, though, does a good job to find Paul Walker, who is having a good battle with Miles Fall today. Really nice ball, that, and it's a chance for Lewis Nightingale. He just gets a little bit too much on that in this game. Nightingale with the early strike for Farsley, but Geisley back in it now, and a ball over the top has found Priestley yet again. He's got a chance here. He's going to shoot, and the goalkeeper does well to save, but Priestley really is. Free kick here then for Farsley Celtic. You'd say about 40 yards out from goal, very much just to the left of centre. Plenty of players in there in the areas. Elizabeth Sims blows the whistle. Ball put forward now, and it's a header which Dan Atkinson went for and didn't get, and it has gone in. It is 2-1 to Farsley Celtic, and Dan Atkinson didn't go for the ball. It led to what was very much a free header there for Farsley Celtic, and they are able to reclaim the lead in this match with arms of Dan Atkinson, who gets it forward. Again, it holds up, and this time, though, it's fallen to Luke Porritt. Ball forward, and there's a chance here for Geisley. It's a 2-on-1. This surely is a goal, and it is. Geisley get back on level terms. It's 2-all here. It was a ball forward by Dan Atkinson, and Geisley have equalised here with around 15 minutes left in this game. It's 2-all. Geisley's young Lions. Able to clear it, and so we've got about 10 minutes to go, and the ball goes forward. It has to be a chance, and it is. It's a goal, and it's Wally, it's James Walshaw with the goal. It's a mistake there, and there you go then. 3 minutes is what is added here for the side, and Farsley Celtic now, you'd think we'll be professional with this. There is a chance, and there is a goal as well. It's Jordan DC with the goal, which ends this match as a contest. It's 4-2 to Farsley Celtic. And Walshaw just trying to ensure that stays in. Referee has looked at her whistle and looked at the watch as well. And there you go then. It is Farsley Celtic who are through to the semi-finals of the West Riding County Cup.
Tom Feeney with Adam Lockwood after Geisley go out of the West Riding County Cup 4-2 to Farsley Celtic. Adam, it was a very young Geisley side, and kind of he said the positives are a lot of these players didn't look out of place, did they?
No, I've just been in there and spoke to them, and you know, a lot of those lads in there will learn a lot from tonight, and that's what I wanted. You know, one of the first things I did when I sort of took over was I wanted to get a better link between the youth team and lads younger in the squad to move into the first team. And nights like this, you know, I've said you'll learn a lot out of games like this, because they're a good side, they're doing well at their level, and some lads have come up and at times matched them and give them a lot of problems. So, you know, they've got to take a lot of credit from that, and they should be proud of that.
Must be great to see as well, Luke Porritt, who's had a bit of a problem with an injury. Obviously, someone that you played when you were here as caretaker as well, and he looks like he's getting back to it now, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's you know, you put him in competitive games, and we know that tonight we're going to always be competitive, and I had confidence in those lads to come out and do well. And obviously, you've got to be careful when you're coming back from injury. But yeah, it's great to see him back. Good, have a smile around the place at times is Poz, and it's good for him again to get back and start enjoying football and get over his injuries, and that's what you've got to do. You've got to do it the right way and build yourself up. So tonight's a big step forward for him as well.
And something that people have asked me is about Alex Purver and his situation right now. Obviously, he's been on loan with the club. Just what is the current situation?
Yeah, obviously his loan's expired. He's at an important stage of his career, is Alex, and he's done ever so well for us. Obviously, he found himself out of the team for the last couple of games before his loan was up. You know, we're looking to move forward, and Alex is one name that we'd like to. He's been a major part of us so far this season. I'd like to see him come back. You know, whether that happens, that's down to Alex. And like I said, he's got a big decision in his career for me. You know, he's got a bright future in the game. Depends what way he sees his path to that. And I know anybody connected with Geisley or watched us play, seen how far he come in such a short space of time. He grew into. To a really good footballer, and not saying that he wasn't before he came, but I think he learned. I spoke to him myself. He learned a lot about the game while he were here, and yeah, we'll see. You know, he's got a big decision, and he has to take his time to think about what direction he wants to go in. But yeah, there'd be definitely some interest from ourselves, as I'm sure there will be from other teams, but. You know, we know the situation. Alex knows the situation and his representatives, and ultimately it's down to them in what direction they go. And but like I said, it's a big decision for him, and he has to think about what's best for him really in this moment of time. And that's fair. And I've tried to give him my not as a manager or somebody that you know that I've. Been in the game a little while, and I've tried to give him my not just bias towards Geisley, but for him as a person, because he's a great person and a lovely lad. So I want to see him do well.
And just finally, from one cup competition to another, Nuneaton Town coming up at the weekend. How important is the FA Trophy for the team? Obviously, right now a bit of a distraction from league with the side doing so well there at the minute.
Yeah, all games are important for us. And Saturday's no different. We've got a squad that, if you look throughout the season in the league, in the cups, and all different, we've changed things about at the right times at times, and sometimes people say the wrong times, but we've made decisions on certain things, and you know, again, we've got a couple back from suspension, and we've got. Big decisions for Saturday, which is always nice as a manager that we have those decisions to make. So, you know, that's great for us that we have those decisions, and for all the lads to try and continue our little run. At times when you know we got set back with a defeat, but we've got back to winning ways straight away, which is good, and. Obviously, it's about trying to keep us performance levels right, so that'll be no different.
So a disappointing exit from the West Riding County Cup there, thanks to Tom for that coverage. But the Academy acquitted themselves very well there against a very strong Farsley Celtic side. The future is indeed bright. And there was a quick opportunity for revenge as Farsley again met Geisley Academy on Wednesday. in the Under-19s National League at a 2 p.m. kickoff, and the Young Lions there winning that game by 2-1. Good work there by the academy. Guiseley Vixens are back in action on the 22nd of January. That's a 2 p.m. kickoff as they travel to Mossley Hill, getting their FA Women's Premier League campaign back underway. They're back at Nethermoor on the 29th of January as they play host to Chorley Ladies there at the top of that division. That'll be a 2 p.m. kickoff. Of course, £3 in and free if you're a season ticket holder or a child. So that'll do it for another episode of the Lions Roar podcast. Thanks very much for joining us this week. We will return next Friday with another podcast and hopefully highlights of a glorious victory away at Nuneaton Town. Guiseley Radio will be providing commentary of that game. We'll be on air from about 2:45 in Nuneaton. And we hope to hear from you there. If you've anything you want to say to us, any thoughts, opinions, anything like that, you can email us radio@guiseleyafc.co.uk. You can also tweet us at Guiseley Radio if you choose to. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you soon.